To Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host, and
I'm Lily.
And Hayley.
Hi.
I feel like I'm saying Hayley as in Hayley's Comet when I say
you Hayley. Know when you send me a text that comes through Hayley.
Oh, does it?
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean. Sorry, Siri. I've had Aaron here today.
Who's Aaron?
Aaron is my garden man. He mows, he weeds, he kills weeds.
He and also rats.
Please don't talk about the rats. And moves gravel around and brings in topsoil. Keeps my garden looking beautiful.
He's a...
What is it?
Trying to think of the word. He's horticultural. How do you say that word?
No, he's a mower man.
Oh, he's a mower man.
No, he's not a full landscaper as far as doing water features and that sort of thing. He comes from the land. He's a man from the land.
Man from the land.
Anyway, he's not at all what you'd expect from a garden man. What would you expect? If you, let's just have a visual here. If you had a garden man.
Yeah.
Like just a man that came and did your garden.
Yeah.
What would he, how would he look to you? Would he be like...
Well, I'd have to say now like Aaron because I've never had a garden man.
Okay, well, I kind of think...
I see him on the shows like the pool boy and, you know...
I'd kind of find it acceptable if they had a bit of a pong about him because they're working hard in manual labour and it's sun.
Yeah, true.
And I imagine to be looking a bit dirty and that sort of thing.
Rugged. But
and like, now I've known Aaron for a couple of years now, so I know what he looks like. And he's always very tidy. He's got his
I
think he even irons his shirt. He's the only lawn man. He's the only mower man I know that actually irons his shirt.
That's a mowy shirt.
Anyway, I had a little bit of a chat to Aaron because he was here working on my yard. And I said, this time you're going to have a chat to me because he came on board early on as one of our first three supporters of our podcast. So I really wanted to...
And a sponsor.
As a sponsor, that's right. Yeah. And give him a bit of a thank you for that. So, yeah. So you don't have a mower man?
Yeah, his name's my husband.
Oh. Okay, well...
Now, I love doing it myself. Honestly, I do. I'm not a gardener, but I love mowing the lawn. You're just in your own zone and you don't hear anything going on around you. I love it.
Yeah, nice. I used to be like that too.
Yeah.
I just like planting plants now.
Yeah.
And pruning and a bit of weeding.
Yeah, I'm far from a gardener. Everything's in pots. I'm not a gardener, but I'll cut anyone's grass.
Yeah, yeah. And you like the pot. pot plants.
Pot plants. What are you talking about?
Okay. Well, I hope you enjoy this, Lee, and I hope everybody else enjoys it.
Yeah.
Have a listen to Aaron and support local. Today I've got a treat for you. I'm sitting here with Aaron Fiocchini.
Flocchini.
I can never say your last name. One of my early sponsors who came on board from the very start of this podcast. And I finally pinned Aaron down. I've bribed him with sushi and Coke to sit with me and just have a quick chat about what he does. So Aaron, you tell me please. I know you're a contract mower, but I want you to tell. Aaron's using sign language. He doesn't want to talk.
Well, that's how I respond to people who can't see what they're doing.
Don't be mean.
It's all good.
Aaron, what's your business?
Aaron Flocchini, contract mowing and slashing.
Can you say your name a bit slower?
Aaron Flocchini.
Okay. And where do we find you to contact you to get you to come and do some work?
Pretty well off your page, or you can search me in the local area guides, Harvey Bay, Swap and Sell.
Yeah.
Anything like in that area of Facebook. I don't have an actual Facebook page, so I'm just me, and it's word of mouth really that I live off.
Wow, that's awesome, because you're full-time contract mowing.
Pretty well.
And slashing.
Yeah.
But you also, do you like to promote that you do a bit of landscaping, or is that...
Usually do the landscaping through the winter months.
Yeah.
Just to cover up any, when it, all the weather gets cool and all the grass slows up, and also typical Harvey Bay, we miss all the rain. Excuse me.
Yep.
And that just slows us up again, so I just go in and do any major garden cleanups.
Okay.
Only through the customers who I know, and sometimes if I get the odd phone call just to give them a quote, I do that as well.
Okay, so, well, that's a key thing, is if you've got Aaron doing your mowing and you needed to fix up a garden bed or give your backyard or your front yard a bit of rejuvenation. If Aaron already knows you, he's happy to talk about doing some landscaping. And I can speak from experience. Aaron, my gosh, I've lost track of what you've done for me. You've brought in soil, you've managed my weeds, you've laid turf.
That's it, laid you've turf.
Gravel.
Did all your normal landscaping stuff. You just your basic stuff at the moment. I don't do the full landscaping to the degree. It's just a bit too much out of my league because I've got too many customers to look after through the summer months.
Just the little things.
Just the little things just to help out. Like your garden's a perfect size, nice little pokey garden just to go around and do a little simple little
I like my pokey garden. I know you've done for my mum some stepping stones and just simple stuff like that. And what I liked doing with you, Aaron, is you made it easy. I just explained to you what I wanted. You had great ideas too, and you made it really easy for me. So thank you.
Oh, it's okay.
So tell me, now the real scoop, do you have any clients you really find annoying?
Yes, we do have a few. We have a few. So we do one thing.
Okay, it's me, isn't it?
No,
it's me. No, it is.
No.
Oh, you can be honest. Okay, so look out for Aaron. I'll keep posting his business on the Facebook group. And I really try. Okay, so tell me, you've got to give me something funny. Give me a giggle.
All right, I'll give you a giggle. What have you got holding in your hand? And what's the name of it?
It's, in my right hand is Melissa, my microphone.
Most girls have something like that. They call it Melissa. They call it a boy's name.
Oh, but she doesn't have any batteries in her. Are you being rude?
That's very rude.
It does kind of look like that. I think I know where you're going.
I'm going nowhere. I'm just telling you, you're the first woman to name something like that as a woman's name.
Well, there you go. Well, I'll tell you what. She's called Melissa because she's named after Melissa McCarthy, the female actress, who's robust and strong and... She goes at life with purpose.
Right.
So that's mind out of the gutter.
I might. It's just a joke. I wouldn't call it Melissa. I would have called it Michael.
Well, actually, if anything, my grip on Melissa just got stronger. So thanks for talking. Thanks, Aaron. I finally pinned you down.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
See ya. Ba da 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 ba da. Da 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 da